In his 12th trip to the Buckeye State this year, President Obama told about 4,500 people at a Columbus park that he'd raise taxes on upper-income Americans and would use the money saved from fighting wars to reduce the national debt. He said Republicans want to get back to the same economic plan that he said plunged the nation into a recession.
They were happy to talk about all the things they think are wrong with America. But they didn't have much to say about how they'd make it right. They want your vote, but they don't want you to know their plan.
Obama said he's already cut taxes, saving the average American family about $3,600 a year. But he said it's time that some Americans pay a little more.
But I also want to make sure we're asking the wealthiest households to pay a slightly higher tax on incomes over $250,000. The same rate that we had when Bill Clinton was president, when our economy was creating nearly 23 million new jobs, when we had the biggest surplus in history, and we had a whole bunch of millionaires to boot.
Obama said the Republican plan promises to lower taxes, increase defense spending, and work on deficit reduction. But he said that doesn't add up.
I'm telling you, you cannot make it work. You can't cross the T's and dot the I's on this plan. And Columbus is the town where you've got to dot the I.
Obama said he's fired up and ready to go. He asked his supporters to register to vote and cast their ballots early so they can spend their time working to get others to vote. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.